All right, all the players, we're going to practice again today. We're still looking at Hillis, Dorsey, Maneri, and Wally. We're encouraged by the work that they had on Wednesday, though. Hope they continue to improve. I thought Wednesday, we had good work on Wednesday. So we made good progress in the preparations for the Raiders. And today we're going to add more and try to get better. And that's been the focus. Because of the rain and the wind, I'm going to go inside today rather than go outside because don't want to risk a poor muscle and guys slipping and things like that. So go inside and get work today. And they say that tomorrow the rain should be out of here, and so we should be able to get outside and work again tomorrow. So with that, I'll open it up.
The sign that used to be outside the locker room said, eliminate bad football.
Do you notice that one?
Yes. And now it says, play good football.
Okay. I'm all for that.
Sign on the sign, and why the change?
Well, you know what? I thought that after we put that bad football sign up, we didn't eliminate bad football. So I thought maybe if I changed it and put up the sign that said play good football, we might play some good football and put that in the forefront of their mind.
So you eliminate bad football up there for quite a while.
Well, I know. Maybe it was too long.
Is it all about positive thinking?
Of course. I mean, you know, anytime you see something, you see a sign or whatever it is, it causes a thought in your mind. And the initial thought process was that if you eliminate bad football and get them to think about eliminating bad football, you would eliminate it. And if it doesn't get eliminated, then you need to try something different. So let's play some good football. And now that's a thought in their mind, and hopefully that will carry over to Sunday.
Is this something you've always done at other places, signs?
Sometimes, yeah. You get a feeling about a sign or about a phrase that somebody has said something or something like that. You put the sign up, and you know, it's a buzz point to get them thinking about things. And sometimes it's pictures, sometimes it's signs, and try to do that.
How about a win the Super Bowl sign? You think that'll go up?
Well, we're not ready for that yet.
Pictures sometimes. What pictures would you put up?
Well, for instance, let's say defensively, if you had 11 guys in a picture, I mean, you know, and you got 11 guys on the ball, well, that sends a statement, you know, and so you could put that picture up, and when the guys walk by there, they see 11 defensive players on the ball, then you got guys getting to the football, you know. So instead of putting a sign, get to the ball, you got the picture up there showing that you got 11 guys to the ball. So, you know, things like that.
Are any of those pictures available of the 2012 defense?
Probably not total, not 11 guys, but there are pictures available where you have the majority of the defense on the ball.
What's been the most disappointing, as taking head coach hat off, putting coordinator hat on, what's been the most disappointing thing to you in that first six games about the way the defense has performed?
That we give up too many big plays, which allow points. And on defense, I mean, you know, there are 1,000 different stats that you have, but the one that means the most and makes the most difference is the points allowed. And if you can keep points off the board, then you got a chance to win.
Is there a magic number other than one less than what your team has, but over your career, is there a magic number that you could say, all right, if we hold them to 16.2, our chances of winning are 75%?
Well, you know what? Only thing you can do is see how that compares with what's happening in the league, you know. But generally, if you can hold them to, I know you said 16.2, but generally in that area, 17 points a game or something like that, then your chances of winning are pretty good, and you're going to be one of the better defensive team in the league if you can get that done.
You've had a good rushing attack, but you have 33 negative runs, which is far and away the most in the league. How can a good running team end up with so many of those plays to put you in a bad hole?
Well, that's part of our issue, you know, our consistency. And we're not consistent enough, you know, because you can gain yards, but also you have those negative plays. And then generally, you know, somebody's getting beat at the point, or the runner's making a poor decision about the cut that he wants to make, and, you know, those things. And we are will continue to work on improving our consistency so that we can eliminate negative plays.
Romeo, yesterday, Hillis was talking about, he said Jamal's kind of a Ferrari, and he's more like a 1972 El Camino. And there's a contrasting styles of those two, and can you sort of describe the differences and talk about the difference between those guys?
Well, you know, those Ferraris are pretty fast, you know. Those El Caminos, they are sturdy and built to ride. I think basically that's the difference, because they both can catch the ball out of the backfield. They both have good vision and can make good cuts. You know, they both have to take hits, but that El Camino, usually he can take more hits than the Ferrari will, you know, and still be able to function. And the Ferrari always wants to look good, but the El Camino, you know, you can have some dents in it and still get done what you need to get done.
Ferraris cost more, too.
I've heard that.
Yeah. I mean, if Hillis can go on Sunday, I mean, that's a totally different dynamic to your running game, doesn't it? I mean,
well, yeah, but we haven't had him for a couple of weeks now, you know. And so I think the biggest thing, if he's not able to go, Jamal still has to shoulder the load that he's been shouldering. And he's handled it very well.
Romy, when you've got guys that are familiar with the other side, whether, you know, it's Stanford having played in Oakland, or Brady being familiar with Coach Allen, how much do you talk to them about that? Do you kind of quiz them a little bit or find out what they know?
No, not quiz them. You know, I let them talk to their teammates about, you know, the other guys on the team, because the system is different, but the players, many of the players are still the same, and so they will have some of the same characteristics. So, you know, I let them talk to the team about the players and what they can expect.
Who do you consider your most vocal leaders in that locker room right now?
Vocal leaders in the locker room. Well, Winston, he will speak his mind, you know. Matt will talk sometimes. But we don't have a tremendous amount of vocal leaders in the locker room.
Do you see that as a problem?
Not necessarily. Because sometimes vocal in the locker room might not be vocal in the right direction, you know. And so you want vocal to be the right direction and saying the right things. I think a lot of times, you know, we have guys on this team who provide good leadership, but they lead by example. You know, when you talk to Derek Johnson, Derek is not going to be one who's just going to come out and make statements. But when you talk to Derek, you find out that he's very thoughtful about the game and about his play and things like that. You know, and you see that he's a leader when you talk to him. But he's not one who's going to stand up, you know, on the stool and draw attention and make statements. Generally, you have to look for him to find him.
Anything else?
Is that a creation over history that we have, the media has created? I mean, defense is about passion. It's about the guy that will stand up on the table in the locker room, his hair on fire, and scream and yell and go around and get in the face of teammates. Is that a stereotype that's just not true?
No, I think you have guys who will do that, but they're not going to do it while you're around. They're going to do it at their own time in the meeting room and, like you say, sometimes in the locker room, but they choose the time that they want to do that.